Howdy, hey there, everybody, and I just want to welcome you to this new recent website, which I plan to create to maybe just convince a lot of people that Toy Story movies do contain a fair amount of Christian messages in them and themes. I've studied Toy Story, been doing Bible studies on Toy Story for over 3 to 4 months. I've been really crazy doing the studies on Toy Story, trying to understand more messages in it, and I've gone very far in it, and just with all of them in particular. And I'm just going to say as well, I just want to introduce myself. I am Johnny Hogan, and I'm the one who created the website, and I am a born-again Christian. So if you don't know me, some of you guys may know me from Grounded, that type of stuff, In Touch Ministries. I'm on there for sure. But I'm just made this decision to create this website. So I have a bunch of documents. There will be on this website. I just want to talk about the website first. The website's somewhat called Christian Theology with Toy Story. I have a little document I want to read to you, which I wrote, and also will share with you in other times of other audio tracks of the only Christian book which was written on Disney Pixar. If you haven't heard of it, it's called The Wisdom of Pixar, and it just goes through, I'll just use my own experience, what I really believe the Christian messages are in Toy Story, and then I'm just going to follow along with the book as well, through the book of what the book teaches about the Christian messages and themes and all that type of stuff. And also be aware my documents which I wrote were also based from the book as well, with my own experience added to it. So I'm just going to read it to you, and also too, I'm just going to talk a little bit about the website. There will be one Toy Story sermon you can watch. There will be a bunch of biblical documents on Toy Story. You can read it. You can pick up your own opinion on it. And there will be audio tracks and all that type of stuff for you to study it on your own and get your own opinion on it. So I'm just going to read this to you. So it's this on Toy Story 2, the movie. So I'm just going to read it to you. Okay, it's titled Christian Messages in Toy Story 2, written by me, Johnny Hogan. The Christian messages in Toy Story 2 are not in your face. You must study the movie to realize the messages. First, the main Christian message that Toy Story movies represent is understanding your identity of who you are and what you were created for. Brackets. Image of God is a part of your identity and your purpose of living your life. Second message that Toy Story plays is understanding that God created relationship. Place the foundation of a relationship and fellowship with your family, and that your family and friends are the most important treasures you have. The Christian theme about loving one another is demonstrated in Toy Story as well. Also, to that imagination came from God first, and we all have the God's gift of imagination, such as having imagination playing with toys. Toy Story 2 has a lot of Christian messages. The third is, in Toy Story 2, of the beginning scene, Woody cannot find his hat, and he is considered his owner, Andy, will not accept him or will not bring him to cowboy camp. Woody is confronted by Bo Peep of telling her, telling Woody, look who is written on your boot. Woody says, it says Andy. Bo Peep continues to say, Andy will take, brackets, accept you with or without your hat. Okay, so the message is sometimes we act like Woody. We assume we have to look or dress in a way that God will accept us humans, or we have to dress in a way in order for God to accept us. The truth is, God accepts the way you dress. God does not care how you dress. He's most interested in a relationship with, just like Woody, wanting most a relationship with Andy and keeping it. Toy Story 2 does contain a spiritual lesson. Toy Story 2 also deals with the heart as well, the fourth message in the second movie of Toy Story, when Woody is steeled by the toy collector L, and Woody gets his arm, right arm, fixed. He's about to leave, and he is about to say goodbye to Jesse. This scene is heart-touching with a strong message in Toy Story 2. Jesse feels she is not loved at all. Also feels... she feels her owner does not love her. She wants to be loved. Mention about God's love. Listen to these lyrics of the song in Toy Story 2. When somebody loves me, everything was beautiful. Every hour that we spend together lives within my heart. Just as Woody has an owner such as Andy, we have an owner who is God himself. We know we have a purpose of living, and we are loved, just as Woody being a toy has a purpose of living. The true meaning behind the fourth message is that everyone wants to be loved, and God is love. In the movie, Jesse is being misled of the feeling that no one loves her. Like I said before, she wants to be loved. Just as humans want to be loved, I also have to mention Toy Story 2 addresses some of the messages trying to help humans live their life. Disney Pixar mostly is trying to help families and showing life lessons. The fifth Christian message, this is all on, this is going to mention right up front, this is all on Toy Story 2, okay? The fifth Christian message in Toy Story 2 goes very far. The message takes place when Woody decides to go to the museum in Japan with his Roundup gang, but later Woody realizes that he is throwing his life away, and he is losing his true identity of a toy, and being misled about his purpose being a toy. It is also leaving his family of deciding to go to the museum, which is Woody's family. If you guessed it, it's Buzz and Jesse and all the rest. That's Woody's family. So, as a toy. I'll continue reading. After Woody is confronted by Buzz Lightyear, being told life is worth living if you're loved by a child, Woody continues to explain to Buzz, "This is my only chance, Buzz." Buzz replies, "To do what, Woody? Watch kids behind glass and never be loved again? Some life." The fifth message in Toy Story 2 goes like this. Sometimes we as humans live our life as if we are on display. This also goes against the easy life that many try to live, not living with a purpose and being loved by God. Buzz Lightyear was saying to Woody, "How foolish, Woody, you would live your life behind glass without purpose of living." Just like I said before, Woody has a purpose of being a toy in his life. He has a purpose and of why he was created in that. So, I'm just trying to explain it to you guys so you can understand it. It also addresses against living life with fame. To live your life with purpose rather than being famous or fame. So that's a part of it, and hopefully that did help you about Toy Story 2. And then I'm just going to mention right up front, everybody, you have to look at Toy Story, all of them in particular, to understand. You have to look at it in a Christian perspective, to, and you got to study it as well, to see or realize the Christian messages. And to be honest, I didn't see the Christian messages by just watching the movie once, or just seeing it once. You got to watch it a lot to see the Christian messages. In particular, the second one has a lot, and you really have to pay a lot of attention to it. So, So that's it for now, and you'll probably hear from me a little later. So thank you for listening, and hopefully enjoying it.